This is fine.
The difference
fine.
The difference between simple and easy. Today on SitSuck, let me just operate a whole lot of equipment real quick.
Oh, it just opens like all of your
windows. Yeah, just,
like,
it just airs
every single motherfucking window.
Yeah. Every motherfucking window.
So, hi, I'm Kyle.
I'm Kendrick. SitSuck.
Hi.
The difference between simple and easy. To move a mountain is very simple. You simply take all the pieces of the mountain and put them somewhere else. That doesn't make it easy. It's just very simple.
Well, that was a short conversation.
Yeah. So, you know.
So what's something that's easy but not simple? Is it like that?
Skipping rope.
Skipping rope?
I don't know.
Can you use something
there explain,
fucking, the listeners would actually understand?
Well, you can simply do any number of things. And you can easily do any of it. I mean, like, for me, digesting food, you can describe it in a simple way. I eat it, and I excrete it.
But
there's a lot of complicated stuff happening.
Eating food is easy, but
it's like, complicated what's happening, right?
So it's not simple.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was SitSuck, everybody.
Yep.
Good.
And good fuck yourself. No. I mean, like, that
what?
Was just... That
what
was
were we talking about just, like,
well,
just today?
You
we were talking week? About, like, really violent stuff today, like...
At work, or... Yesterday or last week on SitSuck?
Oh, at work today.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, because the, should we bring it up? Should we talk about it? Should we even mention
well,
it?
Well, the new robot overlords probably wouldn't want us to, but...
Who are the new robot overlords?
Oh, you didn't get that memo?
Anarchy!
No, the opposite, the other thing.
Other anarchy!
No, a complete total oppressive resistance.
Anti-anarchy!
Yeah, that's the one.
Anti-key!
Yep.
Anti-anarchy. Okay.
Absolute despotism.
Despotism a key.
That's not a key.
A key. Dystopia.
Yeah, that's key. The one.
Dystopia key.
Diarrhea key.
Ugh. I can taste it.
Why are you tasting diarrhea?
Sometimes it splashes.
Maybe we should just cancel this one. This one.
No way, man. This is gold. The listeners are gonna love it.
Well, I guess we could talk in an abstract sense.
No, I'm fucking.
That.
I don't care. I don't.
No,
I'll
to
just
conclude,
mention
to conclude that
easy
sentence.
Versus
easy versus simple.
No. We weren't done yet. Maybe we'll do the Kyle thing. Or by the end of it, we've come back around and it's all circular, right?
Whoa.
Right.
You can't tell them that.
Well, this is an episode we'll edit.
We'll start over.
No.
Hi, everybody. This is Kendrick.
No.
Oh.
So fuck. There is a. Lawsuit, countersuit, I guess.
Oh,
against,
that's what you want to talk about.
Well, no, I get into it. I mean, we can talk about
okay.
After that. Because there's Cinemark, the people who were responsible. No, that's not true. The people whose theaters the Aurora shootings happened in with Jay Holmesies.
I don't like saying his name.
Jay Holmesies.
With Psycho Butt.
Psycho Butt. Shot a bunch of people. A bunch of the people who
families?
Had families. Thank you. That's the word. What is family?
What is human?
A bunch of the families filed a lawsuit against Cinemark because they said that they weren't making their theaters safe enough in the light of the possible theater increase threat thing. There was like a warning that came out from the FBI that there was like possible instances of terrorism happening at theaters. I don't know how they knew that, but I guess that was
you
the thing.
Can backdate anything you want, right?
Yeah. You know, you can just do anything on the internet, right? But we kind of, there was an article going around and we kind of had a little talk about it today and like, what happened was the lawsuit went, they didn't have to pay for any of the damages for the families because they were never found to be at fault from any of the stuff that they've done. And so in Colorado, if you lose a case, you can countersue for legal fees. And so now Cinemark is countersuing for legal fees against
which
the families.
Which are in the order of?
$700,000, I believe,
yes.
Is what the number I saw.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just kind of had a discussion today about it. It went around like whether or not that's right or wrong is a whole thing. You know, it's probably not good PR, as somebody people mentioned on the Facebook post.
Yeah,
that
it doesn't look good to sue the families of the deceased.
Yeah, and a lot of people are making the argument that the counter, like they could afford to absorb that cost. And like a lot of the people that were coherent enough
like,
to understand that that's not.
I would like to take a moment, just a moment. Here, to acknowledge that this was a tragedy that was deplorable in every conceivable way, and that it was by no means good or acceptable behavior. Yet, that doesn't necessarily mean that the theater had any part in it whatsoever. I mean, in all honesty, they were victims as well.
The employees were there. People who worked there were there.
And
I mean,
that theater is now the Aurora Shooting Theater. you can't really get away from that, right?
No.
No, you can't. There's just too much dumb happening all up in these air.
Sure. So, whether or not that's right or wrong, that's not
so
really...
So, all I'm trying to say is, we're not discounting that people had a terrible time and that the families are suffering, but it seems like suing the theater is the wrong solution. That doesn't get you anywhere.
Yeah, it definitely seems like, as I mentioned to your father, scumbag lawyery, like...
It does feel like that.
Like, profiteering off of pain type thing.
And again, it's like...
And it's weird, because the lawyers don't have to pay any of these fees. They're just getting paid these fees.
Yeah.
So, a lawyer says, ooh, there's an opportunity... Well, I don't want to stereotype all lawyers, but...
I will.
Someone... Okay, fine. A lawyer says, oh, there's an opportunity to make money off of something that's going badly, so I just need to get enough people to file a class action lawsuit or some type of lawsuit against a company that had one or two people that suffered from something that happened from their company at their location, yada, 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 right? And then the lawyers make the money off the cases. The families get whatever they get, or nothing in this case. And now somebody wants to countersue for legal fees that the theater had to incur during this process of this mock trial.
Do you know what the order of what kind of damages they were seeking?
Oh, no, I don't, unfortunately.
That would be another number, because I would wager it's on the order of millions.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, I wonder, though, because I wonder if, and this is a quick aside, I wonder if you sue a place, if you get more money if someone died at that place, or if you had to pay medical bills.
Mm.
Right? Like, so let's say we're in the same situation. We are affected by a horrible accident, and you have, let's just use our girlfriends for sake of, you know, killing people.
We don't have those.
Maybe more. Who knows? By the time this comes out,
we could just badmouth lawyers and the whole sniping business. I'm probably single.
Anyway, so let's say, you know, we're both in some horrible accident. I die.
I can make that happen for you.
And nope. And Kendrick is just mortally wounded, or like wounded, not mortally, because I would beat that too.
Immortally wounded?
Yeah, he's immortally wounded. He's immortal now, but he's wounded.
Damn it.
And so he's in the hospital. Who do you think incurs more fees there? Like the people who are suffering from the death of a loved one, or the person who's in the hospital suffering, and the people who are suffering from
this? Where did the girlfriends fit into this?
They were the ones who are recouping losses.
They're wearing black dresses and crying.
Yeah, yeah. Who do you think's lawsuit gets more money?
Well, again, I mean, pain and suffering is a thing. I don't get why it's as big as it is, but it's a thing. Lost wages is a thing. Medical costs are a thing. So I think it would be a combination of those things. But there's a part there where if you were, I think it'd get more complicated if we had families instead of being pathetic.
That's why I said family. Like, I was implying.
I mean, like, that you supported financial.
Mm.
Because I bet you'd get more money if you were the breadwinner and you died.
Than someone who was in the hospital?
Yeah,
I think,
because
I think
it's like
you're always
going
to incur more penalties in the hospital because, A, you're not working, and B, you need to pay hospital bills.
But, I mean, if you died and you had a family relying on you, that family's fucked now, right?
I guess it depends, on the length of the hospital stay or something like that, sure. Anyway, weird aside.
I'd have to look that up.
A weird aside.
I don't know, but I think in the end...
This is a morbid sit-sock.
It's a very morbid sit-sock. We probably should have prefaced that. Heads up, this is a morbid sit-sock.
Kendrick and I don't care about death.
I'll probably put morbid on there.
As a tag.
You're
not going to put a trigger warning?
I mean, you'll notice actually, that it said morbid when you came in.
When you came in here, it said morbid.
Yeah, no, it's tricky because you don't want to come off totally heartless because obviously I don't want people to be shot.
But see, we're trying to look at this in a very...
Cerebral? Intellectual?
Yeah, in an intellectual kind of, like, way. We don't mean to come off as rude or insensitive.
The guy behind me is, like, very butthurt, I think.
Serious? I think he's trying to get out of the traffic.
I know, but, like, he's got this, like, head-rolling, phone-looking attitude. Like, he's just...
What, do you want to stop the car and break the sit-sock and go beat him up?
I kind of want to just go punch him in the face because I can't move anymore.
Hey,
and then he'll sue me, and I'll have to pay for whatever it is he does.
Hey.
No, that's a joke. Joke!
He's
Violence
serious.
Is always
He just
wrong.
Got out of the car. He edited that. He just edited some stuff?
Yeah, I'm really good at editing. Especially with these broken fingers from punching a man's face off.
So,
I think the thing that just kind of nauseates me is this overly litigious culture that we live in right now where everyone feels like they're entitled to sue everyone else at the drop of a hat.
Oh, man, what a good transition to entitlement. Because entitlement, I know we may have talked about it before in another episode. That was probably really loud. So pardon Kendrick's fucking asshole clap.
I did not clap my asshole this time.
entitlement. So where do you think Okay, so what, let's talk about what entitlement is, just for lots the people of who are being really... The entitlement in the instance we're talking about here is, like, people who aren't rightfully owed anything, who think they
are. You just said rightfully. That's an Izzard gap jump. You're fucked, mate.
I don't care.
Okay.
So what, basically what I'm saying is they think they're rightfully owed it, right?
Everybody thinks they're rightfully owed whatever they feel entitled to.
Okay, yeah, because that's part of entitlement.
Yep.
Okay. So I wasn't wrong. I was just an asshole.
Well, you said... Yeah.
What did I say?
You said the people who are rightfully owed versus...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Then I cut you off because I wanted to catch you in that Izzard gap.
What's an Izzard gap?
So, one of the great challenges of morality...
Yawn! No, I'm just kidding.
Hungarian. Is when you can try to... Because this is one of Garian's favorite topics.
Oh, okay.
Is when you jump from there is a gap between is and ought in terms of things. Like, this car is very powerful.
I thought you were saying the Izzard gap.
Is
ought. Like, I-Z-O-D.
No. It's E7 slash that Scandinavian O with the little thing coming out of the top of it, and then a mark I can't actually say the name of without incurring the wrath of the
That
demons.
Seems like, so people don't use it that often, I guess?
No, only me, really. Okay. I kind of invented it. And it's how I invoke the wrath of mighty Cthulhu.
Oh, wow.
Which is how I pronounce that. And anyone who wants to give me this whole Cthulhu business can go ahead and fuck themselves.
Yeah, there's lots of different spellings, so I guess it depends on which spelling you're pronouncing.
I don't know how many spellings there are, though.
Joe seems to think there's a few.
Joe is an idiot.
Well.
Joseph Jedediah Quick.
Alan. Michael.
You're an idiot. He doesn't listen to these. So
he literally does.
I know. He's like a whole other fan now. No. You can go ahead and type it that way, but then you're talking about a different fucker. So I'm talking about the one where they put THs to give you a sound. I don't know where that person thinks they're going, but they're not getting there.
No, they're just hanging out.
They're just chillaxing, maxing, you know.
So entitlement. So, Izzard gap, Garian, go fuck yourself.
The Izzard gap is where you can infer ought to be from is, which is demonstrably untrue.
Ought to be from is. So what I said was they are, or they feel they have the right to
that,
do something.
That they have the, what did you say? Play that tape back there, Jimmy.
I don't remember. All I meant to say was they think that they have the right to something.
You were drawing the line between people who actually have the right to something and think they have the right to something.
Oh. All I meant to say was they're people who,
Let's start over. My name's Kendrick.
I don't
pleased to meet you.
No, we can't. This is the third time we've been started over.
No, I started over our friendship just now. Mm. What's your name, sir?
I'm Kyle.
Hi, Kyle, was it?
Yes.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you as well, Kendrick.
Excellent. Let's start talking about morality.
Okay.
All right.
I feel like I thought you were going somewhere with this Izzard gap thing with this. I know you're trolling me.
No, the Izzard gap is a very straightforward thing. It's mostly that without a moral authority, you can't infer what you ought to do from what is there. So you're always appealing to a moral authority. An example is, this car is very powerful, so I ought to treat it with respect. Well, sure, but I don't have to. That's a decision that I made because it fulfills my moral...
To treat it with respect, you ought to treat it
with
respect?
Well, the idea is that you can't make that jump. Or it's like, okay, a gun is dangerous, so you ought to ban them.
Okay, I guess
like,
so.
Well, that doesn't necessarily
I'm just trying to figure out what I did, and so, like, but we can't remember what I said.
All it really was that you, if you're saying someone who actually is entitled to something versus someone who thinks they're entitled to something, those are both...
I'm trying to talk about people who think they're entitled.
And let's just talk about that.
Yeah, because, like...
Fuck the Izzard gap.
We're talking...
Fuck that
the
gap.
The Izzard gap, it makes sense.
Put your penis in that gap.
But the people who are entitled to something shouldn't be included in this conversation, because they are entitled.
Yes and no, because to be entitled, you have to have an ought.
Okay, go ahead and explain that.
Like, if you're entitled, that means that you ought to get a thing.
Okay.
But that means you don't have the thing.
So you dislike all entitlement, then?
What I mean is that it's an arbitrary line that some agree with and some don't agree with. And that's where I was saying with the whole entitled to thing, because some people believe that they're entitled to reparations from theaters that didn't do a suitable job of protecting them. Other people say they're not. Some people believe that you're entitled to... damages if someone hurts you accidentally. Other people believe that they're not.
So it's easy to say you're entitled, but it's not a simple thing to have entitlement.
You can... That is indeed two things of easy and simple. Yes! Yes! I'm going to stop clapping. It's annoying. Always record. Always record. That's Tenacious D, everybody, for the HBO specials. that's where this concept of entitlement gets really weird and why people get so fucking angry at each other, because there's like this one class or age or group or generation of people that are like, you're all a whole bunch of entitled little pussies. And maybe not cursing quite so much, you know, but the people that believe that the millennials are just a bunch of whiny little shitbags, and that they feel like the world owes them everything. And then there's the whiny little shitbag millennials that feel like the world owes them. No, I mean, I gotta be more neutral there. The people who believe that they worked hard and that they deserve some kind of result for their efforts, and that the world should be fair, and all these sort of things.
So I guess
everyone believes that you ought to be a certain way and you are a certain way, but at the same time, it's like, well, who's right?
No, that's a good
and that's
point.
The great disconnect.
Everything's subjective, nothing matters.
Yeah. I mean, if you support this attitude of, I deserve to get these things because I did those things, that's cool. Not everybody agrees.
Where did that come from? Like, where did the idea that you...
disenfranchised
youth? You worked your whole life and earned money, and now you should be able to not have to work. Where did that idea come from? Like, where did the idea... Maybe it's like a... Pivot, tangent, go. Yeah. Retirement is a thing, right? But yeah. People who... Do you feel entitled to have a retirement? Like, do you feel entitled to have an age in which you could retire? Like, without having to do any planning.
The rhetorical you or personal me?
You personally.
I don't think that this conversation is going to be very interesting if you talk about personal me.
Well, we can move off of that.
No. I just mean that I'm coming from a very anarcho-capitalist libertarian.
So you don't principle. Think you have...
I don't think you're entitled to fucking shit.
Yeah, and neither do I, so this might be a really short conversation.
That's what I mean.
Period.
That's what I was going to try and make it. One of us can play devil's advocate.
Okay, play devil's advocate.
But...
Well, we can just keep switching and confuse the listeners.
Yeah. So,
but I was saying that you shouldn't. No, I said that you shouldn't.
But I said that you should get everything that you feel entitled to because you feel way.
I was just trying to dive into it. Yeah, it was. I was trying to dive into it because
yeah, no,
the idea that like someone thinks that they should be able to retire at some point, it goes weird to that like
I want to retire. I think that you ought to retire sometime, and I think you should retire sometime.
Okay.
But I think that that's up to you.
Sure, but like, do you think that other people should pay for your retirement?
Because I don't think anybody should pay for my anything.
Okay.
But not you then.
We won't talk about you.
I think that because of the way society is engineered, mm-hmm. It is thought that because of the way society is engineered, that there's an obligation to support people who have contributed in an ephemeral way that's not directly correlated to monetary compensation. In that sense, we, as a society, should be helping to support those people who've given their lives to make the society that we have now.
But then shouldn't you value, shouldn't like your actual job or something come into that at some point? Like what you did?
Well,
or like, isn't that put too much value on what you did with your life?
Too much value or too little?
Doesn't the idea that society should support people who've been working their whole lives to better it, like, doesn't that make it so you have to have a metric
for how
much?
Well, the implication is that if you've lived a long life, you've probably contributed to society in some fashion or another. As is expected from any good citizen. And that at the end of the day, that since you've been working and paying taxes and doing all this stuff for society, that maybe you should be given a safety net, at the very least, if not some comfortable kind of living, to reward you for your participation, your positive participation in society.
Okay, and so I guess the idea, that the reason that I wanted to talk about that as a starting point is because the idea that you've lived a long time earning you something is another thing that really ticks me off sometimes. Respect your elders is a thing, right?
Like, absolutely. I mean, these people were the ones who laid the foundation for the world that you get to live in today. Whether they get compensated in their day-to-day activities and monetarily is one thing, but at the end of the day, they were there. They were the vanguard to create the world and the society that you get to live in.
What if it's a shitty world?
Well, it's still better than it's been.
No, I'm not talking about our world. I'm just saying, like... How would you view entitlement?
If it was
with
a shitty world, then that would
crappy.
Probably mean that the central government wasn't very strong, and they wouldn't be able to provide a lot of support.
No, okay, so I'm sorry. I'm moving away from the idea of.
I know,
of
and
like,
I'm continuing to fight this thing that it actually pains me to do because I don't agree with it. But it requires a conflation of centralized government with society. So
sure. So like, let's say there's a village.
That's a new sign for a new place, and two letters are already burned out. That is a bummer, but I'm going to throw rocks through your window now.
These are your windows.
Yeah, I have a rock thrower on the top.
Oh, okay.
You know, like the skeet shooters?
I would never have a skeet shooter
on my
car.
It's not like that. It's just a catapult. But you know, like skeet shooters? I just want to talk about skeet shooters.
Are you talking about penises?
Yeah, cuts. Anyway,
so you have a village. And
I have a village?
You do.
Oh,
now you do.
That seems like too much responsibility.
The village elders are alive, and there is demons That's attacking good. The village,
oh,
right?
Oh, shit, demons.
So the kids are like, man, like...
Fuck, this scenario is getting
dark. We were brought up to think that we were supposed to respect our elders, but they left us in such a bad situation. Mm. Like, what do we do now? Because are we still supposed to have this idea of respect your elders when they've left us in such a bad spot? And, like, let's say that, for some example, the demons were held off by the elders' elders, but the elders got lazy, for lack of a better story arc here.
Is this a euphemism for World War II in Vietnam?
No.
Holy crap.
Yes. Well, it's a euphemism for anything, right? Any generation can fuck up the next generation's
continue.
Life.
Which side do you... Continue
I'm trying
and
to ask the question.
And then I'll be devil's
I'm advocate. Asking the question. Should those young people be respecting those elders? Based on the argument that they've lived and put the foundation down for
Could you take a position so I can take an opposing position?
No. I asked a question. That
We're in agreement on so many of these things.
Okay.
The conversation
I'm saying that
short,
they so. Should not respect their elders. Because
Thank you.
Based on the fact that you've just said, you just argued in response to what I said earlier,
yes.
that because the people who are older have put the foundations down to
right.
for the world we live in, if it's a shitty world, why are you respecting
your
elders?
It's still better than no world. You did get to live because of the elders.
There's gotta be something wrong with that argument.
Would you rather, if the elders hadn't created you, you wouldn't be here.
The elders. Okay, so it's the fact that they gave you life. Not the world.
They did
but
give
they,
you the
but
ultimate
they created you.
Yeah.
That means that you deserve they
And the culture and society
what
that
about,
you live in
what about
was what manifests
someone,
you as a person.
Someone else's elders.
Well, how do you mean?
Should I go respect other elders from other countries that had no participation in making my life?
As opposed to...
Just not caring about what they're fucking...
Well,
what they want?
Being like, indifferent towards other people? Or,
yeah.
like, out and out murdering them? I mean...
I'm not talking about doing horrible things. All I'm talking about is, like, if someone's like, you can't say that to me. I fought in World War II. And you're like, I was in, like, Japan... I was in, like, some weird place, like Australia during World War II or something where, like, I wasn't really that affected by it. So, like, I don't know why I'm supposed to respect you. Like... Or something maybe not as scalable as World War II, but like...
So...
Like, should I respect somebody, as a non-U.S. citizen, should I respect someone who fights for the U.S. military?
I don't think that you're obligated to do that necessarily. Okay, sorry.
I think we're doing devil's advocate here, so please feel free to not murder me for saying stupid and horrible shit, but... I don't think someone from outside the United States should have to respect, like, respect in the sense that we respect someone in the military discounts, like,
I
being like you fought for our country, that's not the
well,
idea.
Because of the undertones of nationalism and jingoism that underscore all military actions, it stands to reason that you wouldn't really give a crap about anybody who was a soldier for a different nation, except because of any psychological or emotional damage that they suffered while in combat and in these environments.
Okay.
So any more than you treat any other damaged human being with the kind of respect that they
deserve.
You can't
know that people are damaged before the fact, right?
Well, you don't know if they're an elder before the fact then, right? I mean,
old people look older.
If they're old, then you treat them with respect because they're old because they've been around longer and they've had more experience.
But old people are annoying. That's what I'm really getting at.
Well, I mean, you keep giving me scenarios and then changing the scenarios. So pick one and then I can fight against it because we're in agreement for a lot of these things.
So maybe we need to move on. Like, I guess the idea is
I can continue to argue any point. I'm a sophist at heart.
Yeah, but, like, they're not really good arguments. You're bad at it. We're being bad at it.
That's because you keep dodging around. Like,
I don't really know what I need to say here because, like, I don't really feel like I shouldn't respect my elders. I just think there's some elders that can go fuck themselves.
So let me articulate your point for you and then I'll continue to articulate my counterpoints for you, okay?
No.
So I'll just run the whole thing.
No, I think that that's stupid because, like, it's not necessary. The idea
the
that...
The concept that being old makes you deserve respect is fundamentally flawed because
yes.
just because you've managed to live doesn't mean you deserve respect.
That's what I've said.
However,
already.
You're conflating respect with support. Those are two completely different things.
Well, no, because I would think that... So I'm not talking about being nice to people. What I'm talking about is going out of your way to do things for people because... Is that nice? Is that being nice?
Well, going out of your way to do something for somebody and providing a safety net from some centralized government institution are, again, two different things.
So I think we've moved past the whole retirement thing.
Well, if then we have moved past that, in which case I would say that you're not obligated to alter your behavior because somebody is older than you.
Yeah, but we already knew that.
Any more than you should alter your behavior because someone is weaker than you.
Yeah, so you shouldn't respect, you shouldn't fight for the weak.
Well, if
that was demeaning.
I would, well, here's the question. If somebody is incapable of crossing the street because of physical infirmity, do you help them or do you laugh in their face and kick their crutches out from under them?
I mean, really depends on how they treated you earlier.
Sure. Right? Stupid little face on that little asshole.
I guess, like, I mean, should I give money to a homeless person? If do you give money to homeless people?
Typically, no.
And why not?
I don't know who's homeless to give money to them.
So, like if you saw a guy on the street, his sign said, "I'm homeless," you wouldn't, and he's like, "I'm homeless, I need money."
I have a fundamental distrust of those individuals.
Okay.
But that's going from our conversation from last week.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
2 weeks ago.
By the way, we've determined that 6th Street Mall is now having San Franciscan homeless people.
Yeah. No, it's stepped up. There's a dude assaulting folk. So, yeah, that's bad. Definitely. Well, maybe by now they've cleaned it up. Maybe they've just diverted a river
I'm going to sound like a dick, but, like, the times that I've seen entitlement piss me off is there's three scenarios where entitlement has pissed me off.
Yep.
You're the CEO or chief level executive of the company. You think you deserve something. When in reality, you're not treating people with like human beings. You're treating people like numbers on a sheet or something.
Sure.
Maybe that's me being, that's a little bit too corporate.
Continue.
Second one is old people who go out of the way to make other people feel bad when they don't do certain things that they didn't know they should have been doing. Right, because they're old. They're like, "Well, I'm old. You can't just ignore me," or like, and it's mundane,
I'm
random
old,
stuff.
Let me go to the front of the line.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff that I'm like, if I don't do it, I probably have a reason for it. So I'm not sure why you're getting mad at me. And I've never had these things happen to me, so it's kind of hard for me to describe. I've just seen it.
Okay.
And I'm like, I've been like, man, that sucks. Like, that person just got treated really badly because that older person believed that they had some entitled like right to do something that they didn't have. Or that I don't agree with, right? But the other one is, like, people who've done certain things for the country, like veterans or presidents or anybody like that. Like, people who've been in armed services or served in the government that deserve that they have some type of... They've earned some type of respect that I don't really care about. Like, especially with government positions, because, like, I don't know what you do. I don't care what you do. So why the hell am I supposed to be treating you with so much respect? Like,
gotcha. If I may?
Mm-hmm.
I would suggest then that your biggest gripe is primarily with people who have the perception that they deserve your respect despite no actions on their part to gain your respect.
Exactly. Okay, that's perfect. I'm glad we took the time to talk about that thing, because I think that you nailed it right on the head.
And I would agree in general that irks me. This concept that your status, position, or other attribute somehow should change my behavior towards you despite having no individual relationship based reason to do so.
And like, I'm not, and like, that by no means means I'm, that by no means
indicates
that I'm going to be a dick to people that I don't know. It just means that don't expect me to know that you fought in World War II, or know that you are the senator for the Washington DC or whatever, right? I don't know this shit. Like, so don't get mad at me if I do something that a human does to another human. And not a human does to another god or something.
And that this is partially driven by the fact that you treat individuals with a certain amount of respect, regardless of their status, attributes, or characteristics of any kind.
I guess that's fair.
And so when someone expects you to treat them better for some reason, you're sort of like, jug on, mate. I'm already treating you nice. Fuck off.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I'd say that's generally... Anyway, I hate to break it down to just like what I think, but I feel like there's people out there that are similar in my boat, so they can, you know, commiserate. That...
All both of our listeners.
That your mom and dad probably treat people with a decent amount of respect, as well as, you know, their children, except for Kendrick. Also treat... I'm just kidding. Kendrick does treat people with respect.
No!
He does. He'll tell you if you're...
I'm a terrible person, and I'm bad at demoing, and I should never be in front of
anyone. Oh my god. Anyway, you're just, like, digging for compliments today, aren't you?
No.
That was not a bad demo at all.
No.
You know any people fucking... I'm not talking about the Sunset Sock.
I'm just fucking with you.
So
anyway,
that I guess if I think that that's a base level of like treating people that I have makes it so I'm like not in, I'm not
because
entitled
of the fact,
to treat people
because of the
way.
Fact that you don't feel like you should treat people differently based off of anything necessarily. Like, you should treat everyone with respect. You were raised to believe you should treat everybody you meet with respect.
Good on you, mom and dad.
Yeah, your mom and dad. Hi, Kyle's mom and Kyle's dad. You don't need to listen to the podcast, but I'm going to say hi anyway. even if I know your names, it's just funny to refer to you as Kyle's mom and Kyle's dad. Gee willikers, Kyle's mom and Kyle's dad.
Sure,
Mr. and Mrs. Hagen.
Sure, awesome.
Sure, some just swell folk. because of the way that they actually brought you up to treat everyone with respect, you've transcended this concept of treating elders with respect. Because if you're treating only elders with respect, it's suggesting that you're treating people of your level or inferior to you with disrespect.
It kind of is.
It is exactly suggesting that, because...
No, it kind of feels like that is what I mean. I'm agreeing with your point that, like, yeah, it kind of feels like someone else is being treated differently, and it means that I'm not treating them well enough because I should...
And that's what they're insinuating, is that you're treating everybody like shit, and you should treat me not like shit. It's like, no, I treat everyone decently, because that's who I do. Except, insert some subgroup here. Fuck those folk. Fuck them directly.
Those folk can fuck directly, folk and off.
Yeah.
So, can folk off.
But I think that that is kind of a holdover from this... I don't know, peasant attitude? I can't decide where that came from.
Well, I think it was a good thing that you brought up today, is, like, life has changed quite a bit since all times. I mean, when the Second Amendment was made, guns weren't even dangerous, right?
Well,
and now they're different, so we should ban them all.
More
like that we don't have to be getting fights every day. Not every single one of us has to go work on a field and actually do physical labor all the time.
Because none of the two people listening were there for that conversation. Let me just rehash.
Real quick.
Actually, we made pretty good... I guess we didn't make good time. We left early. The conversation, in a nutshell, was that we are now living in an era where violence is at an all-time low over the history of mankind. We're living in one of the best countries, even if it's not the best, whatever, as far as not having violent things happening to us. Until probably the 17th century, 18th century, at the... earliest, probably more like 19th century, any person walking around, any man, given the, you know, patriarchal whatever, blah, 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 almost certainly had a weapon on his person while out and about. Whether it was a long dagger, a sword...
To say it was commonplace to carry something to defend yourself.
I would suggest that it was uncommon to not have a weapon.
Yeah.
To the point where it was an eccentricity to not have a weapon.
If you didn't have it, people were asking why.
Yeah, it was like, what happened? You're like, oh, this idiot doesn't have a weapon. He's going to get fucked. Like, that attitude only went away relatively recently. And it started to go away in places here and there where, oh, this elf has a weapon. Like, he should have a cane. Like, that's a hickory cane. That's a 3-foot, you know, inch and a half
stick
hickory cane. That's a weapon, dipshit. But it's a civilized weapon. But then now... in the 20th century, we've moved, in the United States at least, away from anybody carrying any kind of weapon who isn't part of law enforcement. Like, now you talk about, like, concealed carry. Like, but what if I wanted to carry a cudgel or a dagger? Like, that whole concept is ludicrous now, right? Like, why would you need a hunting knife with you all the time? Why do you need a gun to carry all the time? I was like, well, maybe I don't now. Maybe that's how nice and safe the world is for some people. But at the same time, that safety is extremely fragile, as we've seen with these atrocities that happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to shatter that illusion, where that might not have been the case back in the day when everyone
but
was carrying
simple.
A weapon.
But it's simple. What do we got to get in here? Yeah. It's easy to say that, but it's not simple to fix it.
Mm.
Right.
That's the problem, is it's like, how we can fix that? It's easy to say. We should fix that and make everyone not be violent, but it's just simple to say. Sorry, I get
simple
it.
To say.
It's simple to say. We should just fix that and get rid of violence. But that's not so easy, because there's a lot of causes of violence, there's a lot of implications of violence, and at the end of the day, it's really a matter of getting Sean Bean to start talking. Sean Bean, would you like to have something to say here?
I'm Sean Bean. No, I'm Kyle Hagen. But... We're kind of at the end of the podcast for today.
Yeah, I was like, I don't really want to go into
this
deeper.
Basically, what Kendrick was getting into there was that times have changed in such a way that we believe that we no longer need certain things. And I'm wondering if that might play into this whole entitlement thing as well.
Respecting
people.
This attitude of the world has become such a soft and squishy and easy place that people now are thinking they deserve free things from the government and... to be treated a certain way when 100 years ago, if you couldn't fight for your life, you'd be robbed.
Yeah, and if you didn't treat other people with respect, they might actually
hurt you.
It is
150, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and nowadays you just cuss and shake your cane.
Yeah, and so I guess here on Sitsock, what we're really trying to say is I hate sauerkraut, you know?
I kind of like a good sauerkraut.
I'm just kidding. Is that make sure you treat people with respect.
I would say treat every person with respect. They're all deserving. Everyone's going through their own shit, you know? Everyone's going through their own shit.
Except for those folk.
But
yeah, don't shoot people.
Unless they're trying to shoot you.
I guess, yeah, that's fair. I mean, defend
yourself. At the end of the day, treat everyone with respect. They deserve it.
Yeah, everybody deserves
being
respect.
Being human sucks sometimes. Yeah. It'd be nice if you could just be not a dick to each other.
And you never know when someone's having a worse day than you.
I almost feel like we should conclude right now in this spot where we often do because we're running out of time and conclude with the time-honored tradition of Bill and Ted. Be excellent to each other.
Yeah, be excellent.
And party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
Sit Sock.
Kyle Hagen.
Kendrick Evans.